I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
To the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I am so glad you are here this morning on Keeping It Real on Purpose. So you know I've been accepting questions and comments on life's challenges. So I have an email from a PH who says, question is, I often listen to people's questions or opinion. I'm sorry. I often listen to people's opinions when we're having conversations at work. And I don't see the opportunity for me to be change my opinion. Is it wrong for me not to be open to other people's opinions? Good question. So, let me see. How can I start this? To the people who can't accept others' opinions, let's say that. When you're hearing the difference of your opinion and you feel like you're being attacked, you disagree because you feel like you're being attacked. Now, when you feel like you're being attacked, it may be because people are preaching, but yet when someone preaches, that's an attack on you because we affiliate preaching to law or something that is straight from God. I know many people who attack other people on their opinion or their way of life or their issues or their concerns or their comments because they preach. And preaching folks are not open-minded folks. Preaching folk have one way of thinking, and they probably will take that one way of thinking, good or bad or indifferent, to the grave with them. But I'm talking about them preaching to you. People who have an opinion speak. And they have statements that lend to growth. What you need to learn is to not allow their opinions to control you. You can't attack another person for their opinion. So if I'm thinking of a show, and laugh at me or not, I love All in the Family. And I love how at that time and age, People weren't talking about what they really felt. And this was a show that came in the 60s and 70s and attacked what white people were really feeling. And so there's a certain series that episode that Archie is talking to Mike, who is an atheist, and he's always putting him down about being an atheist because he doesn't believe in God. But Archie has all of these things going on with him. He's a racist. He is stoic in what he thinks. He's a sexist. He's just a gambit of a whole lot of other host of other things. And he is one of those people that will attack you because you don't think or believe as he does. We don't want to be that way. Okay. We don't want to limit our thinking. And if you notice, Mike always says to him that you have to open your mind, Archie. You have to open your mind. And those people that don't open their minds, most of the time as Archie got older and the things began to change in his life, is when life-altering situations came. When he became to get softer, and it turned from all the family to Archie's place, Edith had to die for him to soften. And then he took in his wife's nephew's daughter, Stephanie, and was caring for her. And his life changed. So we don't want to get to the point that others' opinions or their broad thinking, or if they offer a comment that's not like yours, that we wait until a life-altering situation happens and then we change. I often talk about my church life, I was very open and honest and asked plenty of questions. And most people could not understand loving a child through their bad decisions. And through stoic thinking, we are taught get rid of them, you know, cut them off, cut people off who don't think like you. And I couldn't understand that thinking because motherhood and responsibility pass through that. If you want to be a responsible person and fulfill the role and the purpose in your life, you have to be a person who is tolerant of all opinions. Not necessarily you have to take on the opinions, but you do have to consider the statements that may alter your life at one point. PH, listen, if the opinion that someone stated to you is nagging you enough that you're emailing me, that means that that opinion rung true inside of you. And your stubbornness now. Your stubbornness created this, I guess, like two magnets backwards, rubbing against each other, and it's bothering you. A stubborn person is one who refuses to change their mind. They use firm, steadfast behaviors, words, to literally stay rooted in a idea. There's a statement that one of my longtime friends used to say, I'd rather be a penny stuck on the side of the wall that accrues all this stuff and be steadfast like that than to be a penny that's, you know, everyone has in their hands. Now, I thought about that and I said, that doesn't make any sense. A penny can be used if, you know, a penny can be used, you know, as money to exchange things. Why would you want to be a penny stuck in a corner and all this gook gets up on top of you? Well, that's what happens when you become stubborn. All this gook gets packed on top of you. And it is a flaw. It is a personality defect. And why is that happening to you? Why? Because your ideas or whatever happened to you before, you people were resistant to it. So you may have said something in your past and people were resistant to it. Then all of a sudden, like something happened with them and it changed. So you agreed in your mind, you know what? When I say something, I'm going to stick to it. And when you say that, it brings upon you a conflict because everything and everybody changes. So you are fighting this strong resistance, this limiting belief in your mind is stopping you from changing. It's stopping you because you agreed to it in your past hurt, in your past pain. You agreed to this. You are unreasonable, obstinate, unmoving. Everything moves, even a rock, even dirt. Everything moves. Wind moves, water moves, everything moves. So why are you, PH, stuck in not changing your stance? Now, only thing I can say is that I've met people who do not change, or I don't want to say they don't change. Let me just say that. They preach non-change is because that's what their limiting belief does to them, preaches it, but they fight against it. And they're usually lonely people who have to have control and see change all around them, but don't look for the place to move forward. The other ones are dogmatic, just repeating something, living something that someone else told them because they don't have an identity of their own. And that's the God's honest truth. You don't have an identity of your own when you repeat what someone else says to you over and over again, and then you repeat it, and then you go and preach it, or you go and talk about it, or you say it, and you keep doing this over and over. You're truly not authentic. You're going against everything that you think you're preaching or you're teaching. You're going because you're not authentic. You're not authentic. You're not saying the thing that you really want to say, but you're saying what somebody else told you to say or repeated over to you many times, and then you take on that and you keep repeating it. So that's not an opinion. That's not an opinion. That's a limiting belief, and that is a deep-rooted, I want to say, brainwashing. It's deep-rooted. So how do you uproot that? How do you start to tolerate other people's opinions or begin to shift your thinking to a change mentality? How do you do that? I know it's hard because there are sensitive topics in your life. There are personal topics in your life. There are personal differences in your life. I get that. If you're comfortable with yourself, you'll be less sensitive about other people disagreeing with you. See, that's the difference. You won't go around LGBTQ bashing. You won't go around Christianizing. You won't go around preaching. You won't go around being dogmatic and totally opposite of what your dogma is. You won't be doing all of that. The object is being comfortable with yourself. That's your problem. So how do you change that mindset? You form your own opinions. The more comfortable you are feeling for yourself and not of someone else's opinion, that you're actually getting it third rate, and you're not even sussing it out if it even feels good to you, you'll be less defensive. Often people have trouble tolerating opinions that threaten their worldview. Like I said, being more comfortable with yourself and how you see the world can lead to more positive interactions with people different than yourself. You know, we often act on a knee-jerk reaction. We don't listen to listen, we listen to respond. And that's one thing that you have to get out of as well. It's okay to listen. You know, learn to listen and not listen so you can be the first one, or you can be the one to kind of change that person's mind or move them to change. Guess what? You don't have the power to change anyone. They change because something rings inside of them that you may have said, that it said, not preached, that you may have said that's important to them, that touches their pain, that touches their hurt, and makes them think, you know what, that rings true here. Let me learn more about it. That seems like a good idea. Let me see what the other side has to offer me. And you know what? It's okay not to have an opinion on certain topics or to be drawn in two directions. It's okay. Until you suss it out, until you figure it out for yourself, it's okay to take information, because don't we take information every day? We watch commercials, we read books, we read ingredient labels, we eat, we look, the vaccine, what about that? We learn different opinions. And you don't have to be opinionated on everything. See, I'm not opinionated outwardly with anyone on certain topics. Politics is number one. I don't go back and forth with people, because to me that's not an important subject to talk about. To talk about Democrat, Republican, humanism is what everyone should be thinking. And if it's good for the human life, then it's good for everyone. But if it's not good, it's not even politics. It's just being human. But getting back, changing your mindset. Try to remember your attitude towards yourself defines your attitudes towards the world. If you feel informed and confident, you'll be less likely to be threatened by other people's opinion or their input. The other thing that most opinionated people, or people who like to be in control, or preachers who like to preach at, not preach to, but preach at. And we need to understand what the word preach means too. So that's another topic. But do not personalize someone else's opinion. Stop taking it and putting it in your sleeve and wearing it and say, oh, it's about me. You know, they don't get it. They're attacking me. Stop that. People disagree about hot button issues all the time, such as religion and politics. But how most people, disagreements are about the issue. They are not a personal slight or attack against you. Another person. It's about the issue of. So do me a favor. Think about the things you have strong opinions on. For example, maybe you're very into universal health care. Do you have friends and family who have different opinions? How do you feel about them? Your cousin may feel healthcare should remain private while you believe in a single payer system. Either way, they're still your family and you let go. Chances are you don't harbor any negative opinions about the people who disagree with your perspective. It's just when you think that you're being judged or it's a slight on you. Taking things personal has nothing to do with what you're talking about at that moment. It has to do with your, yet again, your past pain and your insecurities. So deal with those things first before starting to talk about issues such as healthcare, such as politics, such as religion. Deal with those things first. It's easier to be tolerant of opinions if you're able to see them objectively, not subjectively, or linear. Try to see someone's opinion as separate from how they judge you and your character. This will help you be able to disagree with people but tolerate these disagreements. Simple as that. Remember that everyone is an individual, and that's, I think that's what people forget. When they preach and when they take on all these ideals and they spewing poison, I would say, they forget that people are individuals and they're entitled to their own opinions and beliefs. Even if they differ from yours, it's still important to respect that other people are different than you and their perspectives are different than you.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
I think the last and final thing that I'm going to get on is check your expectations. When speaking to someone that has a different opinion than you and your stubbornness, check it. Check your expectations. Often it's difficult to tolerate other people's opinions as a reflection of your unreasonable expectations. So you have unreasonable expectations about other people. So you think that they're going to think like you. You think they should get on board with you. You think everyone should be going on this train, the same train that you're thinking about, when actually they don't. Not everyone agrees on everything. You know, you can have a best friend that disagrees with you. I do. And that's okay. That's really good. I mean, I listen to their points and they listen to mine, and we agree to disagree, but we understand one another. Try to keep this in mind as you're going into a situation, you know, when you're being stubborn about an issue, or your stubbornness keeps you stoic and people seem to run as soon as they see you. Try to remember that. The golden rule is, how would you feel if you expressed an opinion and someone judged you? This would probably make you feel hurt, right? Try to follow the golden rule and treat others the way you wish to be treated. Just as you wouldn't want to be judged or attacked for your opinion, do not judge or attack other people. Just that easy. It's just that great. A lot of what's going on within your body and within your mind, a lot of what's going on is because you are not healthy. And your viewpoints, you know, when someone goes against your viewpoints or someone aggravates you, Stubbornness comes from aggravation. Aggravation comes from anxiety. Anxiety comes from fear. You fear and you're frustrated and you're upset because of past. Has nothing to do with right now. So coping mechanisms to end that frustration is to breathe. Automatically. I automatically just take deep breaths. I'm not like that anymore. There's some subjects that I do have to deep breathe, but you won't notice that I'm doing it because I've gotten into the habit. If triggers happen to me and I get upset, or if I encounter a viewpoint that really upset me, I begin to breathe and focus on me. Why am I getting triggered? I'm asking myself in my brain when that person is just talking about their view. They haven't gotten where you are or never experienced it. And it's up to you to say, you know, I understand your position. But here is the truth of, here is the truth as I see it. And you might spark something in them to make that change. But it's not up to you to change them. It's not up to you to preach it into them. Preaching is like taking a nail and hammering it into wood and opening up a hole that shouldn't have been opened up in the first place. When you hear the truth, it opens up from the inside and it opens its own little hole and starts shining light through. With a nail, there's no light going in or out. There's just a hole with something plugging it up. You want to get past that. And you want to be able to manage your behaviors. Manage the subject at hand. You know, yeah, it's going to be tough to not to be in control. It's going to be, you know, tough because you're stubborn. And really, people shouldn't be saying they're stubborn. They shouldn't be, you know, got their shoulder up to whatever. You know, they all already, when they come into a situation, you could see the energy in them. An open person is, you know, you want to talk about anything to. A person who wants control and stubborn and set in their own way, their mind is only like one way, like an arrow ready to shoot you. You don't even want to have a conversation of any type with them. Mostly people want to have a conversation is to learn something. So if you don't want to have a conversation, you want to have a one-way preaching, and you get a soapbox, stand on top of it, and go into the streets and just bark it out. And see how many people you get to come up. You might get a cop telling you to leave, but just see. Stubbornness gets you into a place that is not healthy. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for the people that are around you. And then it brings on, let me just tell you, being stubborn in your own way actually creates a situation where you now become narcissistic. It's all about you. It's all about what you think. No one can ever help you. And you're always wanting these extra accolades, and you have this prejudice about you, about this or about that. And all it does is restrict you from having all that you deserve and all that you could be. They often use the word pig-headed, rigid, and which really shows disapproval. You know, or rigid is just one way. No, nothing else is going to happen. Pig-headed just means that you have not a brain to learn. And I would never want to say that I'm pig-headed, ever. You know, if you believe in God, you believe in the universe, higher power, you know, this body, this mind, this whole construction of the human anatomy is created divinely. So we don't need too much help to do what we need to do. We don't need to even ask God, because God is probably standing there going, What? I gave you everything. I breathed into you. You know, there's breath in you from me. So if, why would I need to keep begging God, please do this? No, you do that. That's why you keep going over and over and over in the same situation. Stubbornness creates that. Over and over and over, stubbornness creates that. The stubbornness to not change. I know plenty of clients that tell me something, and they have the information. There's clients that have been going through coaching maybe 25 years I've met, and I'm saying, you're going through the same program over and over again? I said, why? Because maybe I didn't get it the first time. I said, 25 times? The same exact program? So that's year after year after year, the same program. So you're choosing not to use the information. You want somebody to do the work for you. You want some entity to do the work for you. It's not happening, ladies and gentlemen. Not happening. God does things that you cannot do. And then even at that point, you can take steps to get there. So stop being so stubborn. Do the work. Implement the work. Get involved in your own healing. Get involved in it. Stop asking. Stop begging. And get involved in change for yourself. PH, I'm so glad that you asked this question, because these are things that I have so much insight into because it happened to me, you know, my experience. When I became open and sure about myself and who I am, I honestly didn't need to beg God. Universe drew everything to me. When it says to come back to your first love, that's you. As a child, you knew no God. You knew you. And you fell. You brushed yourself off. You may even cried. But guess what? You went outside and did the same exact thing the next day. Till you conquered it. First love. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be stubborn. Don't be in that position that you don't want to tolerate other people's opinion. Is it wrong for me not to be open to others' opinions? Depends on where you want to be. Depends on if you want to be that penny stuck in the corner with everything on top of it. Dirt, dust, ice cream, drippings, juice drippings, or you want to be the penny that's passed around and used as it should be. This is Edna J. White signing off. Thank you for joining me. Remember to subscribe, like, share, tell everybody about Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinner time favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
To the one still searching for their sound, you are not alone. You are glorious. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.